The Marlins and the Braves locking horns on Friday. The Marlins playing much better baseball as of late. The Braves looking to slow them down between bobbleheads and fans alike. But the Fish have the strong start on Friday.
And Yelich hits a hard line drive out into left center. Home to score is D. Gordon. And for Christian Yelich, double number 10, RBI number 30, 1-0 Marlins.
Bohr crushes it. Center field, Inciarte back, looking up, and it's gone. Welcome back, Justin Bohr.
See, Dan Straley, very solid on the season.
And he got him. And Straley punches out another. Another changeup and another strikeout. 8 punch-outs. Just brilliant stuff here from Dan Straley. He lines one fair down the line. Bangs off the wall. It'll chase home two. And Christian Yelich has 2 more RBIs. And Miami has that 5-0 lead.
The Marlins earn the 5-0 win as Dan Straley tosses scoreless ball into the 7th inning to pick up the victory. Justin Bohr now has 6 home runs off lefties this season, after failing to take a single southpaw deep in any of his first 3 big league seasons. The Marlins got a home run from the just-returned Justin Bohr in the 4th, and solid starting pitching from Dan Straley as he took a shutout into the 7th inning en route to a 5-0 win against the Braves in Atlanta on Friday night. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Yeah, that was a nice little getting out of that with nothing after Inciarte leads off that double. Phillips gets him over, and then basically getting out of that is, you know, I thought kind of kept momentum at least on our side. In that first, we were able to add on a couple. After that, he pitched really good. I kept him off balance. Couldn't really ask for much more than that in the game. Actually, the only thing that he even worried about was really the 6th, when we get the bases loaded and only get one there. You know, you've left him in the game, and then you got a chance to leave him in the game in the 8th there, and Yelly gets a hit. I think that kind of puts another, you know, kind of nail in it. I didn't think he would. He had enough at bats where basically 10 days wasn't going to be too much. And the fact that he wanted to go down and get at bats the other day probably helped this out too. You know, the fact that he goes down and gets 4 ABs the other day on Wednesday. So.
Dan Straley's road ERA entering Friday night was just a shade under 6, but you would never know it from this performance as he blanked Atlanta into the 7th inning as the Marlins went on for a 5-0 win. Here is the veteran right-hander speaking to the media after the game.
I control my fastball more than anything. Something in the last couple starts that we just kind of made it a focus on. You know, something I was frustrated with, and just really comes down to fastball command. The other stuff plays a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, the first inning, you set the tone for the whole game. And the last thing you want to do when you start your day is have second or third batter up and one out, runner on third. And so you just have to find a way to try to keep him from scoring. And I was fortunate that I was able to make some pitches and get a couple strikeouts right there and get out of the inning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a good game plan, and it just came down to if we're able to execute or not. And tonight we were just able to do that really well.
It was great. You know, you asked me how I was feeling. I said I'm feeling good. And in those type of situations, you kind of know that you need to be perfect that inning if you want to stay out there. And so I gave up the hit. I didn't know anyone was even warming up. So when I saw Donnie walking out of the dugout, I didn't really know what was going on at first. So I looked over my shoulder, but it's nice. You know, you always want to go 7 as a starter, I feel like. And so just get back out there and lead pitching the 7th tonight.
The Marlins send Jeff Locke to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Jaime Garcia.